Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
First home game in the books for the Buckeyes. It was loaded with top-tier talent. Matt Parker on the other side of that screen. Spencer Holbrook here. We are here to talk about it in the Letterman Lounge. Pull up a chair, grab a drink, whatever you need to do. Get comfy. We're just lounging, man. Matt, how you doing?
Like you said, Spence, just lounging around as we record this on a nice fall morning.
Yeah, you get a little sweatshirt action. You get some shorts with the hoodie. It's the best time of year, in my opinion. And it's the best time to talk Ohio State recruiting as we do 365 days a year at LettermanRow.com. Matt, not going to really waste any time here. Yes, Ohio State had a tune-up game against Youngstown State. No, the Buckeyes didn't look at their best. But we're not here to talk about what happened on the field. We're here to talk about what was behind the end zone before the game, and then in the crowd during the game, and then in the Woody after the game. The Crutes, the Buckeyes hosted quite a few of their commits for this one. Probably a strategic move to be able to talk to them more, as we talked about last week on the Letterman Lounge. Chief among the visitors was five-star plus wide receiver Jeremiah Smith. And that visit went extremely, extremely well for Ohio State. And that's basically the headliner. Like, if the best player in America, regardless of position, is on your campus, it's a headliner.
Yeah, especially when he's committed to your program. And, you know, we had numerous sources within the Ohio State program, you know, tell us, probably stemming from Friday through Sunday, just like how important it was to Ohio State, the fact that Jeremiah Smith decided to, as they told us, come home for the Youngstown State game, knowing that he's going to continue to take visits elsewhere, which at this point, like, I'm a firm believer in, like, take as many visits elsewhere as you can. Enjoy the process. You know, you and your family work hard to do this, and enjoy the fruits of your labor. But this visit, you know, talking with some people, reminded him of just why he is going to go to Ohio State. And we talked about that at length last week. But for him to actually be in the stands, and, you know, this isn't his first Ohio State game, but I'm relatively certain this is his first Ohio State game of no consequence for the Buckeyes, meaning there was never a doubt that Ohio State was going to lose this football game last weekend. And so when Jeremiah Smith is sitting in the nice seats there in A-Deck, and he sees what, like, the fourth play from scrimmage, Marvin Harrison basically go the length of the field, and knowing that more likely than not, that's going to be him next fall, because I'm going to go on the record that he's going to start as a true freshman.
I mean, Matt, I've gone on the record and say he's going to be a first-round pick already on the site before.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah, go ahead. You go on the record with whatever you want.
Bold predictions are for Friday, Spence, not Thursdays. But we're a little early with that. But yeah, I mean, I think he's going to start as a true freshman at Ohio State, and in that wide receiver room, that's no small feat. And so to just be on campus, to be around Brian Hartline and Ryan Day and, you know, Keenan Bailey and so many other important, you know, Mark Pantone was arm in arm with Jeremiah Smith, it felt like, throughout pregame celebrations. And you have, you know, Nick Murphy and Aaron Dunston and all these wonderful people that work at Ohio State, just are constant. We're constantly around him and just reminding him, like, hey, this is home. This is why, you know, you're here. And then fourth play from scrimmage, Ryan Day and or Brian Hartline, whoever called that play, dials up a good one, not for Jeremiah Smith, obviously, but it was nice. It's got to be nice.
Yeah, to be able to showcase, you know, Marvin Harrison Jr. has a big impact even in a game like that. is a good sign. You know, Carnell Tate as a true freshman catches a nice ball from Devin Brown. You know, just show Jeremiah Smith, hey, this is what happens even in this loaded room. He plays a true freshman. You know, Emeka Ebuka has 94 yards, even though the Buckeyes offense wasn't firing on all cylinders. Kyle McCord looks like a good quarterback after struggling a little bit against Indiana. All of those things coupled with the idea that Jeremiah Smith was actually on campus, which Ohio State could have looked horrible and still beaten Youngstown State. And Jeremiah Smith still being on campus would have been the biggest deal of the entire day because while, and I know that Alabama wasn't a serious contender for him, but while Alabama's playing Texas and he could have just called Alabama and said, hey, I want to go watch that game. While Texas A&M goes to Miami and Miami looks really good offensively and could have made a statement had he been in the stands at Hard Rock, you know, he's watching Ohio State punk Youngstown State instead. You know, while, you know, Florida has a home night game, which against a bad opponent, yes, but he could have went to the night game at Florida just to see what the night atmosphere in the swamp looks like. You know, while Florida State's playing a Debbie Downer opponent after beating up on LSU the week before, he already saw the Seminoles. Jeremiah Smith made the trip, you know, at least 1,000 miles. I haven't done the map work on it. I'm not a geographer, but you know, at least 1,000 miles to come up and watch Ohio State play Youngstown State. I think that is the biggest deal. You know, whether there's an entourage around him from the Ohio State side, okay, that's fine. Like, you have to continue to always be recruiting. You know, that's the old saying, ABC. But, you know, just he could have been there in D-Deck and sat up there amongst, you know, father and sons from around the state, and it still would have been a bigger deal that he was there than, you know, what he saw. Just the idea that he made the commitment to come up to Columbus instead of going to those various other places that are all closer says a lot to me, Matt, about where he stands. I think that kind of when the nail finally goes in the coffin, as far as like when he signs at Ohio State, I think this September 9th will be a day that I kind of circle as like, yeah, we probably should have stopped any and all speculation on the day that he visited for the Youngstown State game.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's, you said it, it's very telling of where his intentions are, where his head is, and where his heart is. And that's to go into Brian Hartline's room and be all of the things that he can be, which is, you know, as you have boldly predicted, a potential first round pick, a potential Biletnikoff winner, All-American, all of those things that are quite honestly already expected of him, which is maybe a little unfair considering he's 18 years old and hasn't played a snap at in college. But that Youngstown State visit was telling to me. And the fact that he had his pick of the litter of in-state schools for him to go visit. And I thought that Miami game was actually impressive. Like, I genuinely thought that Miami offense looked really good. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about just, the again, Bucks. We are here to talk about the Bucks. You're absolutely right. And it is telling that of all of the options, he chose to go to Ohio State, the school that he's committed to. And I also think with that, it's pretty important to note that this is not going to be his only visit back to Ohio State. We do know that he is expected to be back for the Penn State game on October 21st. We've talked about that pretty extensively. And quite honestly, I don't know the schedule off the top of my head for this specific date, but I also wouldn't be shocked if he makes it for the primetime banger against Michigan State in November.
Yeah.
That's a good chance for, you know, plenty of recruits, commits to make it back to town, alternate uniforms, which is, you know, all the recruits love that, even if it is just an all gray uniform, which I think is kind of fire in my personal opinion. Not that anyone wanted to know that. But I think there are just so many opportunities for him to come back to Ohio State. And, you know, if he visited for the Youngstown State game, why wouldn't he want to visit for the Penn State game? You know, why wouldn't he want to visit for a primetime game in the Shoe that, you know, regardless of who they're playing, is going to be bananas? I mean, they hosted Toledo last year in a primetime game, and there were still 107,000 people there for Toledo. And No disrespect to the Rockets there, by all means. This program likes Maxion a whole lot. But that's kind of wild. So my last point about Jeremiah Smith is not only was it telling and significant that he visited for the Youngstown State game, not only is it important that he had a great time and that he's expected to come back and he got to spend time with all of the coaches, but he got to spend a lot of time with guys that are in the class. Yeah. You look at just a few of the players there. Ohio State had four of their in-state guys there with Garrett Stover, Aaron Scott Jr., Bryce West, and Sam Williams-Dixon. All four of those guys, probably more so than Jeremiah Smith, just because these guys are from Ohio, knows what it means to be a Buckeye. And it's just an opportunity for that group of kids to really connect, because, you know, they talk through text and through FaceTime and all of those things. But to see that all come together in person and just spend time around one another, that strengthens relationships that maybe, I'm not saying that they're not strong, but I'm saying they're getting stronger. You know what I mean?
Doesn't hurt.
So I think spending time with guys that, you know, made the same decision that he did, and for the same reasons why, which is to get developed, to win a national championship, and then to go into the NFL. And all of those guys think Ohio State's the best place for them to do that at.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal. It's a big deal for them, and it's a big deal for Ohio State.
Matt, as we transition here on the Letterman Lounge, you have some news to share as far as a player who could potentially come be a part of this venture that we call Ohio State football, a player in the 2025 class, as we kind of shift gears on classes as well. Big news from Matt Parker at Letterman Row as far as a big time 2025 target. I'm trying to leave a cliffhanger here to give you the floor.
Well, as we talked about this pre-show, there could be two names that you're talking about, but I'm going to go with the one that Letterman Row had reported on Tuesday afternoon, and that is the multi-day visit of four-star Washington, Oklahoma tight end Nate Roberts. A number of Ohio State sources have made it clear to us that Nate Roberts is the bona fide number one tight end priority for 2025, and it's not even close. The 6'4", 235-pound tight end is about 20 minutes south of Norman, Oklahoma, which is home to the University of Oklahoma, not Oklahoma University, as they like to call themselves, OU. That's just a quick personal jab.
I like it.
The folks will get it. I'm confident that the folks will get it. And Nate Roberts being on campus for not just game day, but because he doesn't have a game this Friday, him being on campus is very significant for just continuing to build that 2025 class. There's only one kid committed to it right now in Bell Fountain quarterback, Tavian St. Clair, who we're kind of expecting him to be like the Garrett Stover of this 2025 class and be at as many Ohio State home games as possible. And so with that notion, we are going to assume that Tavian will be at the 4 o'clock banger against Western Kentucky on Saturday, which means he will be spending time with Nate Roberts, who Ohio State, you would have to assume, has made it clear to Tavian that, hey, this is the guy that we want. This is the guy that we want above everyone else. So expect to, for St. Clair, as long as he is there, to be in Robert's ear, not in an annoying manner, of course, but in the way of, hey, look, you have Ohio ties. Spoke on the phone with Roberts Tuesday night, and there's a story about that at lettermanrow.com. Came out Wednesday afternoon, so be sure to check that out. But one of the things that he pointed to me was that he has Ohio ties. Even his mom is from Wheeling, West Virginia, but family has kind of moved around to outside of Columbus in the Columbus suburbs. So that is significant. His grandparents live in Pickerington, aunt and uncle are in the inside 270. And so to have an actual family presence in Ohio, specifically Columbus, is super big for him. And then it's the relationship that he has with Keenan Bailey. You know, Roberts told me Tuesday night that since August 1st, when programs were able to reach out to high school juniors directly, no program has recruited him harder than Ohio State. And that's with Oklahoma 20 minutes up the road. So that to me is very telling and very indicative of the efforts that Keenan Bailey, Brian Hartline, and Ryan Day are putting in on Nate Roberts, who is the number two tight end in the On3 industry rankings, number 135 overall prospect. I'm not saying that Ohio State is, you know, we shouldn't expect commit watch or anything like that. This is a kid who was committed to Notre Dame for not even 2 months. And so I think he learned rushing into a decision, but I'm kind of going to put my foot in the ground and say Ohio State is running this recruitment right now.
Wow. Bold statement there. But I like it. I like it, Matt. There's not really a lot of sexiness to talking about tight ends, especially at Ohio State, where everybody wants to talk about wide receivers. Everybody wants to talk about offensive line. Everybody wants to talk about quarterback and running back. And then there's a little offensive line or tight end position, Matt, where, you know, the Buckeyes are going to go after the best players in the country. If they find one they like, they're going to go. And Nate Roberts certainly fits that bill at already 230 pounds. I mean, that's a big kid for his size. I'm excited. You know, you get to see sometimes on the field to see these kids in person. You get to kind of get a feel for like, okay, this is how big they actually are. And so, you know, that's a tell that Ohio State's bringing him in for a multi-day visit on a weekend that he can do something like that, even if it's Western Kentucky. They're pushing a lot of these visits right now, uncommitted-wise, to the October 7th matchup against Maryland, to that October 21st, you know, circled date against Penn State. Meanwhile, you've got this Western Kentucky game where if a kid can come for multiple days, there's no reason not to bring him in for multiple days.
And the biggest thing for me is regarding this visit is that it is the multi-day factor. But one of the things in just talking with him is, you know, Ohio State recruits a not only like a specific type of player, but a specific type of person. And I know you know what I mean when I say that. You know, you just talk to a kid that is a serious Ohio State target, and there's just something different about them. You know, this was my first conversation with him. And to me, it's more important to get to know the person before it is to get to know the prospect. You know, because relationships are, everything is about relationships, right? And so whether that's Ohio State recruiting him or that's a recruiting analyst wanting to get to know the guy, you know, it's more important for me to get to know the person than it is to get to know the prospect. And so I start off that conversation just by asking him like, hey, tell me about yourself. You know, who is Nate Roberts? Not the football player. You know, I can watch huddle and I can watch highlight tapes and everything like that to get a sense of who you are as a football player, but I don't know you as a person. And that's what I'm more interested in. And just talking to him and the things that are super important to him and the things that he's passionate about. You know, he's the kind of person that stays 40 minutes after his game has finished on Friday night to take pictures with fans. You know, he lives in a town that's, I think the population's like 1,100 or something like that. It's a very small town. And he told me that he knows that he's like the talk of the town. And he said it not in a bragging way, but in a way that like he's aware of what he is. And that doesn't matter to him. And that's the kind of person that Ohio State recruits. There was a question asked to Ryan Day at his Tuesday press conference about, you know, everyone is exceedingly humble and like you almost like kind of need someone to be outlandish and a little obnoxious. And that's kind of like a stretch of the point that was made. But my point in talking about Nate Roberts as a person is that he's the kind of person that would fit in perfectly with the culture at Ohio State, who still recruits looking for culture fits as well as on-field fits. And And to me, he just fits all of that. So I'm very eager for him and his family to experience Ohio State, so we can catch up after that multi-day visit.
Nate Roberts is coming to Ohio Stadium on Saturday. The Wednesday after that, somebody else is coming to Columbus. It's some real sicko stuff going on down at Nationwide Arena next Wednesday as Bruce Springsteen hits the stage for a Nationwide Arena show. If you're into that kind of stuff, why would you be? If you're into that kind of stuff, you can see it at Nationwide Arena, and you can get tickets for it on the Game Time app. If you're not interested in going to Ohio State football games, which if you are not, why are you listening to us talk? If you
keep
are
listening, keep listening. You,
yeah, 5-star review. Come on, let's go. But if you're interested in going to Ohio Stadium, you can go see Ohio State Western Kentucky on Saturday through the Game Time app or GameTime.co. Or you, if you're into the music scene, you can go see Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band next Wednesday at Nationwide Arena. Whatever you want to do as far as entertainment, you can get tickets for that entertainment on the Game Time app and GameTime.co. The best place to go buy tickets. Right now, if you use the promo code Buckeyes at checkout, you get $20 off your first purchase. Also, they run this thing, Matt, a really cool thing they do. If you have a ticket from Game Time and then you find a ticket that's cheaper on a different ticketing service, that's cheaper, you can send it into Game Time. They will match the difference 110%. So you can make a little money using the Game Time app. It's a great little deal they do there. Of course, terms apply. But if you want to see the Buckeyes play Western Kentucky, if you want to see Ohio State down the road against Notre Dame, there's tickets for the Notre Dame game on there. You want to make that trip over to South Bend, use the Game Time app or GameTime.co and use that promo code Buckeyes for $20 off your first purchase. Of course, terms apply. That is the code Buckeyes on first purchase on the Game Time app and GameTime.co. Matt, before we wrap things up quickly, there is another 2025 prospect that you would like to have the folks lend you their ears about.
Yeah, I want to talk about just quickly, 5-star Houston, Texas North Shore High School cornerback Devin Sanchez. This is a guy that Ohio State's cornerback board for 2025 is very interesting because there are a lot of national prospects that are very, very interested in Ohio State. And then there are a couple of in-state guys that Ohio State is very, very interested in as well. Last week, there was Dorian Brewer on campus, who is one of those in-state guys. But Devin Sanchez, had a brief conversation with him just the other day because follow each other on Instagram, and it seems like every time he posts something, there's something Ohio State related in it. You know, Ohio State headband, Ohio State gloves, helmet sticker on his back plate. I don't know. There's always something Ohio State. And I will add preface to this statement by saying his school colors are red and white. So it does match. And I'm not like a big, oh, he's wearing this team gear, because last week Justin Scott, 5-star defensive tackle commit for Ohio State, wore Georgia gloves and then spent all weekend putting up other Buckeyes on his Instagram story. So like none of it really matters, but it was interesting to me. So I reached out to him and reached out to Devin Sanchez, that is. And that's a recruitment that right now Ohio State's running. So that's a recruitment that's going to be between the big three of Ohio State, Alabama, probably Georgia's going to get in there. Texas's win over Alabama is a little interesting, but right now Ohio State's running that recruitment, and we are expecting Devin Sanchez to be on campus for the Penn State game.
North Shore is always an interesting place to recruit. A lot of talent coming out of North Shore. Just a lot of interesting prospects. So I'll be interested to watch that recruitment and how it progresses. Devin Sanchez seems a little different from a lot of those North Shore guys that come through that program, but he's definitely one to watch as a 5-star prospect. Like if you can get a 5-star corner from Texas, do it.
Yeah. That's what we call in this industry, a take.
Yeah, go do it. So Perry Eliano and Tim Walton are going to take their best shot with Devin Sanchez, the 5-star cornerback from Texas. Matt and I are going to take our best shot continuing to talk about these Buckeyes all 365 days that are in the calendar year and every year. Matt, thanks for joining me. Thanks for having me, and thanks for joining me. We kind of run a cooperation here, and it's always fun to chat about the Crutes in the Letterman Lounge. Yeah. Just lounge around, man.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have my feet up right now or anything like that, but I'm comfortable.
With the program, man.
Yeah, I know.
It's tough out here. My feet are firmly planted on the ground, and our coverage is firmly planted at lettermanrow.com. If you want in on that action, you can get it for $1 for 1 month. You will not regret that decision. I know it. $1 for 1 month. Come join the Letterman Row community. Come join the message board. We're starting to pop off there, doing a lot of fun stuff on that message board, game reviews, talking about the recruiting side of things, doing some analytics stuff over there, and just having a good time talking about everything. Come join that community today for $1 for 1 month. That's where you can find Matt Parker and I. For now, we're going to get back to work covering those Buckeyes. For the other side of that screen, Matt Parker. I'm Spencer Holbrook. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to the latest episode of the Letterman Lounge. We'll see you guys back here next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.